We here at BobChat like to think we help shape our nation's youth. But unless you want your children to grow up like us, we suggest only listening with other inebriated adults.
No, we don't care what we say. You can't censor me. Especially when I have three hey y'alls. Try to censor me, bitch.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's BobChat, baby.
And we're just sitting here cranking a few beers, hacking a couple darts, and shooting the shit, you know?
So, yeah, apparently the vibes are off is not a good excuse to leave work early. We'd be leaving all the time. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Bob Chat. I'm your host, Bino Barbarino. I'm here today with two of my longtime friends, co-workers, just genuinely dope-ass motherfuckers, badass motherfuckers. Our good friend Jay is here today. Jay, what's happening?
Not much, man.
All right, there he is. And also our good friend, a.k.a. Mike, a.k.a. Bubs, is here. His real name is Mike, but everyone, we call him Bubs.
You can call me Bubs, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Bubs works. People call me a lot of different nicknames, like asshole, motherfucker, you know. Really, Bubbles isn't that bad. So yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. We all work together. We're on the same shift now, which is super nice.
Super dope.
The listeners know that I'm back in the plant, which is sick. Making more money, get to hang out with you guys. We get to do a fucking dope ass Bob Chat. So I'm glad you guys are here. So just a couple of things about these guys. They like long walks on the beach, a nice glass of wine, a hot bubble bath. It's a good way to relax. But they do actually both have motorcycles, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
What do you guys got? Tell us.
I got a 20-year-old Kawasaki Ninja.
It's green, right?
Yeah, bright green.
Fast as fuck, boy. What do you
and
got, Jay?
I got a little 300 Kawasaki Ninja.
What? Bunch of ninjas over here. Fuck yeah. This is a house of learning samurais, bro. Okay, we're going to have a problem. So that's cool. So yeah, you got some crazy stories about riding the bikes, right?
Yeah, it's wild. It's fast. It's fun. It's deadly.
It's
dangerous.
Yeah, didn't you say the one time like a guy passed you going like 260 miles kilometers an hour or something?
So we were on our way to the Grand Bend. There were seven of us, and one of the guys at work actually was with us, and we were going. I was going about 210 kilometers.
and the American listeners know we've talked about this before. We use kilometers.
Yeah, kilometers.
Okay, it's Z. Okay.
So you're going that speed. It's nothing but tunnel vision, and you don't even prop your head. You don't turn your head. Nothing. You just hold on, and you just watch straight. 210, and you never think anybody would fucking pass you. 210, and I was hanging on. This guy whizzed by me on his bike, and it made me jump like jolt.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I just want everybody that's listening, let's take a minute and just picture ourselves even in a car, okay? Think about being in a car and going, 210. This guy went how fast did this other guy was going?
Oh, I bet you he was doing 250. I think Mikey said he passed. He was doing 250 on his bike, and this guy passed him. He was going faster than 250 because he passed Mikey.
And Mikey is another guy that we work with, Mike DeVoe. Shout out to Mike DeVoe. What's up, bro? I don't know if you listen, but you probably will. I'll be like, yeah, we talk about you on the show. You should listen. He's like,
nothing but good things, though. Nothing but good things.
Fucking asshole, if you ask me.
Fucking dick. Love you, Mikey.
Just think about even going in a car. At 206 miles an hour. That's fucking wild.
Yeah. And then, crazy, man. And then when you're hanging on your bike, and then when you don't see it and your body jumps because you're scared, like that scared jump. Right? Yeah. So you're hanging on to this rocket. Right? K210. And somebody went by, and you get that jump, and it's right off of the hobby to get down on the throttle. That was enough for me.
Yeah, it's like you like jump out of your fucking skin, man. Even just going 210. See, that's what worries me, because like as a skateboarder and stuff, like, you know, going down a hill or something, you get in a speed wobble, you're fucked, right? So that's the thing. Even Lombard, we used to bomb these massive hills all the time. Like, there's one over in Oak Ridge, man, in a new subdivision, so it was, like, nice black pavement, and it just went on forever. And you could get going so fucking fast on Lombard, and if once you get to a certain speed, if you don't just lock your position in and hold it, you're fucked.
You're fucked,
There's bikes videos of where it's tank slap, where the handles was getting a speed wobble.
Tank
slappers, and the handlebars just whap off the gas tank.
And you're fucked.
I don't even know how to just hold on, I guess.
So is it fair to say then that 210 kilometers an hour is the fastest you've ever gone? Jay, what about you? Now, Jay's a newer rider.
Last year I topped out about 180.
Yeah. 180? That's not bad. That's
180.
That's more. That's faster than I'm willing to go on my car. So I mean, yeah, if, good for you guys.
No, I don't think most cars are built to go 180.
All right, listen. Let's do a cheers. I'm glad you guys are here. Let's get fucking right into this.
All
right. Welcome to another episode of Great Bob Chat, the best podcast in all the land, the internets. Okay, so now that so we've covered speed. Now let's talk about mishaps that can happen while you're riding a bike. Now you guys keep going on about this story about a bird, and I, so basically, shit, so we work together, right? So we just as for the listeners, so we work together, and we're always shooting the shit, obviously. Telling stories and stuff, and they keep wanting to tell me the story, and we made plans for the podcast. I was like, I don't want to fucking hear it. I want my first listen to be a genuine reaction. That's the kind of commitment I have to Bob Chat. You're fucking welcome, you guys. Okay, so all I know is that it involves motorcycles. I believe there's also a car involved. There's a bird.
Our boy Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Yeah, shout out to Rabbit.
A.K.A. Jake.
So tell us this fucking... the setup is unreal. So don't disappoint us. Let's go.
Well, I guess what? We were driving home last year, and Jake was in front of Mike. And
so you guys are on your bikes.
Yeah,
and
he's
in his car.
Yeah.
Okay. Just set it up for us. Yeah. Hey, listen. If you guys want to rock paper scissors, who's going to tell the story?
I was in the right hand lane. They were both in the left hand lane. Mikey, aka Bubs, was behind Jake. Yeah. Next minute, in the corner of my eye, I see this fucking thing go in front of Jake's
car.
Fucking car.
Okay,
and
so sorry.
It exploded.
So sorry. So you were in the left-hand lane.
No, I was in the right-hand lane.
And then Bubs and Jake are both in the left-hand lane. Now, were you in front of the car or behind it?
I was behind Jake. I was behind Jake, but in the left, on his left tire track. I was behind him in the left tire.
Fucking motorcycles think that they own the road. Just zipping fucking, around dude, cars.
There was this poof in front. I don't even know what it was. It just poof, okay?
It's almost like a bird got hit by a lightning bolt.
It's exactly what it was, Bob. It was a bird. He smoked a bird, and the wind, I was spitting fucking feathers out my helmet. Because I had no idea what he hit.
Okay, so basically, he hit a bird. The bird exploded on the front of his car.
Yes.
And then the car was like, no, the bird's poof, and then all around the side of the car into Bubs.
Spitting feathers out of my helmet, dude.
Now, do we know what kind of bird it
was? No, a dead one.
Did you guys know there's a 25, this is for also... So if people in America don't know, they probably should. But we have listeners all over the world, like in Germany. And whoever's in Germany, 2% of our listeners, shout out. You're the best.
What's up,
Bubs, I love you. Bubs, I love you. Stop slamming your beer down on the table. It's okay. No, you can set it there. Just don't slam it. Are your phones on silent? I got high and didn't even tell anybody.
Yeah, no.
So we for people that don't know, Canada is like a monarchy country, right? So like we are still very well in bed with the UK. Like the Queen is on our money. Like a lot of our laws and things that happen are based upon certain things. Like we have, I'm too high to remember what it's called. My dad's gonna be mad at me because he's like, not the Governor General, but there's another government position that's directly related to the monarchy, right? And so basically there's a law in Canada that if you kill a seagull, like everyone knows what a fucking seagull is. There's a million of them. Shithawks. So if you kill a seagull, that's a $25,000 fine. You know why? Because it's quote unquote the Queen's bird. So the very first time that Queen Elizabeth came to visit Canada as the monarch, the first thing she saw was seagulls. Right? It's like, well, no fucking shit. Yeah. Where are you coming from England? You're probably laying in the East Coast. It's like Nova Scotia. It's the Maritimes, bro. There's seagulls everywhere. So now they're like a protected animal. And it's like $25,000, bro. You could buy a brand new ninja for that.
I believe someone in London hit one last year.
Well, it's got to be on purpose.
No,
it was a goose. Was it a goose? Remember, a buddy ran over a goose.
That was near my house, actually, now in Springman Park. It was in Byron, which for people that don't know, is like a nice end of our town. And absolutely. If you live there, you have a lot of money. And it's just a bunch of rich assholes. And like there was a Canadian goose. And I mean, you guys know I hunt, so I have no problem killing a goose. But in a hunting setting, like in a legal way,
not chasing it down with a shotgun.
The park's there, and they're always trying to cross the road. And some fucking asshole in like a big pickup truck fucking was an Oak Ridge actually. still pretty close to Byron. Sorry, Byron people, if you're listening, whatever. You know you're assholes. Justin. but yeah, like, and then he got mad because they were crossing the street, and he was like, fuck this, and he drove it over this truck. What a piece of shit. He hit and run the goose. The geese's.
Protected.
The gaggle of geese. That's what it's called. A gaggle of geese. So that's so. So now what? Okay. So after the,
it was probably a pigeon.
Fucking pigeon. It came out of nowhere. It was probably a pigeon. So now what? So what happened at, in the split second from the bird exploding on the car to you being rained upon of feathers? Like what happened next?
Did we pull into the gas station?
No, we didn't. We had to go into the gas station just to stop and probably and just make sure, like, let him know that I was spit like, man, I'm hit a bird.
I was laughing. Like, sorry, sorry, but I was laughing.
No, that's okay, dude.
It's something you see on the cartoon. Dude, it just happened, right. And the air caught it and come back. So I have another one where we're going home and I'm flying down Medway and something hit me. I had my visor up and something hit me square in the nose. Like, Bob, it felt like I got punched in the nose.
So now what do we learn, Bob? We keep the visor down.
But for who ride, like, it gets hot in there. Right? You know, fogged up. So you keep it up, just cracked. But I had it all the way up and something hit me square in the nose, man.
Really?
And right off, and it hurt. And it kept getting hurt, like, worse, worse, worse as a ride.
Is it a bee?
It was a bee. Oh. There was a dude. It had to be a bumblebee, dude. Like, it hit me square in the thing. And it was to the point where my eyes were watering and I couldn't see right.
I had to fucking pull out the stinger.
Oh, dude.
Oh, so yeah, dude. My eyes were all swollen. I couldn't see. So I'm riding a motorcycle with it. I can't even see now. Right? I get into the fucking gas station and I could see something sticking out of my nose. Right? I took my glasses off, just covered in shit. And then, yeah, it was a stinger. I had to get
like
to stick
out of my nose.
Eyeshadow. Yeah, it's fucking just exploded in my face. And then remember the next day, I come into work and my whole left eye is just like puffed right up.
Did you get in a fight last night, Mike? If your wife beats you, blink twice. But okay, so see that's crazy though, because think about it. Like, okay, almost everybody's been stung by a bee, right? But that's just it landing on you, gently pressing its stinger into you. And now, how fast were you going?
Oh, after probably that's about 100. I do about 100.
About 100 kilometers, which is
that's about 60 mile an hour.
Yeah, for American listeners, about 65 miles an hour.
We were over the speed limit.
Don't incriminate yourself. I said that's one thing I said. Laugh into the mic. It's okay. No, laugh into the mic. It's okay. Laugh into the mic.
But we hit this bee, man, and for the next 2 days, my eyes are numb. Like, I got punched in the face. My nose all swollen up and everything.
But, dude, yeah, like, getting stung by a bee regular is not great. But now imagine somebody loaded a bee into a fucking bazooka and shot it directly at
you.
It could have hit you. Like, you had so many chances of not catching the stinger, but it was
it was like a bullet just and then it makes a ride home very bad because you can't see it, everything's watering.
You know, other than my fear of crashing and dying, I mean, riding a motorcycle sounds great.
Develop actually a sixth sense when you ride. Like, you can look at a car and tell you if it's going to move or not, or you feel like it's going to come over and do something stupid. So you actually develop that kind of sixth sense.
I don't know. Riding motorcycles, like, scares me, kind of. Like, I've read a lot. Like, we used to go to the actually, we talked about an episode, episode 5, I believe. That's a throwback. Episode 5, Bob Chat. That was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. This is like pre-pandemic, and we go to Paris to the bike rally at the fairgrounds there. And it was sick. Like, I'll get on a motorcycle and, you know, like, dirt bikes and shit, ride around, but it's like, to get on the road, man, and like, I don't know.
People wanted to race you too all the time.
Yeah, we had a Beamer want to mess with us the other night. So to own a motorcycle is dangerous, but also it's fun if you know how to. The right time, right place, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I heard a guy went from London to Grand Bend in 16 minutes.
Yeah, see, that's... So now that's approximately how many kilometers is Grand Bend away from here?
I couldn't even tell you.
But let's say...
About 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
I'd say, 45 minutes to an hour.
So, you know, take my 210 and just do that, nothing but the whole way. I mean, you get there quick, but 16... There's no need to go that fast.
Yeah, but it's not... Not straightaways all the way, though.
No, it's not. It's not. That's crazy.
Well,
that's
fuck, we had a bike pass us in your car like 2 years ago. Yeah. Fucking flying by us like 300 kilometers an hour, man.
Yeah, we're coming up Medway on Adelaide. Didn't even see him fly by us. Yeah, we're coming up and we're just staring at the light. Fast. And then we went through the light straight. And by the time we got to the other side of the light, we were maybe like what, 100 feet up from the light, and all of a sudden his bike, same kind of scenario, wow, didn't see him.
What's
just blew by me, probably doing at least two.
What's the scariest you've ever been on a bike?
Scared, actually.
Would it be when that guy passed you?
No, I went to do a pass around somebody who was in the left lane, and there was nobody coming in the right lane, so I figured I'd go out and around. And
yeah.
I actually went out and around, and I kind of pinned it, because I just wanted to get out and around.
Yeah.
Two cars out, buddy had the same idea. As I was out and pinning it, he merged out. He didn't see me.
Oh,
and he merged me into the curb. So I was merged, like, home, pushed me into the curb, and my back tire actually, I just locked it up and it was up on my front tire.
Doing like a fried nut and all.
Didn't you have another incident where you almost ran over two kids?
We don't have to talk about it.
No.
Okay, same quarter. Okay, so this is Wellington Road.
Come arrest this man.
Wellington and Horton. It's a pretty long intersection.
So Wellington and Horton is like pretty close to our downtown core of our city. And it's, a lot of vehicle traffic.
So we're sitting there, and the light was green for me, so when I to go, when you get on a bike, you first gear, you click it down, you get rolling, you want to get going, right?
Yeah.
So as you're in that go mode, two kids on a bike, no lights, no nothing, little pedal bikes through the red. If I had kept going, I would have ran them over.
Yeah.
I would have ran these kids over.
This is a three, how many, what did you say it is? 320? Or what's your bike?
It's a 600.
Yeah, this is 600. You have a 10-speed. Get the fuck out of here.
But they didn't, man, it was on my going, and I stopped, and I didn't put my feet down in time.
See, that's
so
bad.
I dumped my bike in the middle of the intersection.
I'm a pretty new parent, but I'm gonna chalk that one up to bad parenting. Yeah, you should, your kids should know, you need to look both ways.
Especially in London.
When you cross the street.
Yeah. In a fucking busy intersection.
It's a bad intersection.
Now, Jay, you're not from London, is that correct?
Correct. I don't know. I've been here for 3 years.
Where are you from originally?
A little town called Forest.
Forest, Ontario.
Near Grand Bend.
I spent some time in Forest, actually. Not as nice as Grand Bend, if anyone knows a Grand Bend.
No. Yeah.
Hey, they've got a grocery store.
It was a passing through town.
Yeah.
To Grand Bend.
Some crazy things have happened in Forest, though. I mean, it's always those small country towns. Crazy things happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? Do you got any crazy stories to tell us about Forrest?
I don't know.
Oh, he never shuts up. Now he doesn't want to say anything.
Fuck. I don't know, man.
Okay, tell us, do me one favor then. Will you just tell us the story that you told me the other day about you and your daughter playing catch?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Why your wife get mad? Okay, well, now you know, but she's going to listen now, and she's going to ask you about it, so you might as well just tell us.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, tell us another cool story, then. Tell us something else cool. What's the coolest thing you guys have ever done? You go first. Tell us. Just something cool you've done. Crazy.
I don't really know. I went cliff jumping.
You went cliff jumping? What? Are you guys like adrenaline junkies or something?
In Jasper.
And jazz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you went to Alberta. Doesn't your brother live out there?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope.
Tell us about. Didn't you guys go to the bar and almost get a bar fight or something? Yeah. We love a good bar fight story at Bob Jack.
Wasn't a bar fight, but guy picked the dude. Fucking wrong guy to mess with.
Wrong guy to mess with.
Fucking yeah, he. Yeah, that's he was a biker. He had a vest.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
You don't mess with those guys.
No. We had to leave. We even got told by the bar owner to leave.
So, he probably was his friend.
Oh fuck. Man.
Are you sure it wasn't the biker's bar?
No, I don't know, man. But yeah. I was shitting my pants.
They're scary motherfuckers, man. There's a lot of scary ass fucking people out there. Like, it's like we almost live like a very sheltered life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we have relative safety in society, but there's still a lot of crazy people out there, man. Anything can happen.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially now I'm a dad. I'm like, glad I got guns.
Yeah, I'm locking it up, bro.
Coming over first place.
Yeah, I'll take you guys. We should go to the gun range sometime. Oh. You guys ever fired guns?
Oh,
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And. Edmonton at the mall.
At the mall, yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
So
Edmonton Mall, man, fucking took us 3 days to finish it all, man.
Dude, yeah. So for people that don't know, it's and people that don't know Edmonton Mall will know the Mall of America. So the Mall of America is the largest mall in the world. It's located in Minnesota, Minneapolis. I've actually been there. Super sick. Nice. But then the Edmonton Mall is the second largest mall in the world.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, like Jay said,
indoor
3 days.
Water park.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! You don't call yourself one of the biggest malls in North America if you don't. And a roller coaster. They have a little Snoopy roller coaster.
Fucking gun range, movie theater.
Fuck yeah, Berta baby.
Not a local mall.
Yeah, I'm going to the mall to pick some stuff up. He's been gone for 3 days. Should we call the police? No, he's at the mall. So, yeah, how was that?
Went to visit Wayne Gretzky at the fucking...
You saw Wayne Gretzky?
Well, no, the statue.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Down in Edmonton, yeah.
Yeah.
Went cliff jumping in Jasper. It was pretty dope. Jumped off an 80-foot cliff into a fucking...
In the grotto?
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope. Crystal clear blue. Fuck, man. That's pretty dope, man.
You couldn't get me to do that, man. Like, I remember when I was a kid. Like,
one way up.
We used to go to the... Yeah, there's only one way down, too.
Yeah. Well, there is a second chance, but it's going to take you second way, it's going to take you, like, twice as long.
Yeah.
So you might as well jump.
I remember going to the aquatic... You know where the aquatic center is?
Yep.
So we have... in London here, we have a Canada Games aquatic center. So it's basically like a Olympic training size regulation swimming pool. And they have all the diving boards, all that stuff. And yeah, I remember going, and like every summer I'd go like to the next diving board, then the next diving board, and I got up to the one point. I don't even know how tall they are now for reference, but pretty high for like 12-year-old Bob, who's like, I was a fat kid, you know what I mean? I was like, ah, whatever, I'll jump. I did not land good off that. The highest one I went on, I smacked my fucking leg so hard, dude. My whole thigh was like bruised and everything. I was like, that's the last time I'm gonna go off that one.
Feet first, man. Feet first.
I tried to do a pencil dive, but I was high, and I was like, oh, I wasn't high as a 12-year-old, but I was high. In the air, you know what I mean? And I'm like flailing around. I started smoking cigarettes when I was 9 years old, working in the coal mine. You started at 9, you should be in there at 6.
Started smoking cigarette butts at the age of 6 in my mom's car.
Yeah, do you remember what I told you the other day? Because like your kids play, you got kids play Minecraft?
Yeah, my kids.
I saw the best tweet, and it's like Minecraft proves that abolishing child labor was a mistake. The children yearn for the mines. Let them mine. So you guys are also dads. Yes. We all have two kids. That's crazy. Yeah.
Teenage. Mine's are 15 and 13.
How's that? That probably sucks.
It's a whole lot.
I'm not too far off, man.
You know, there's an affection. No more affection. Like, no hugs. You get them, but they don't want them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so when your kids get older, they'll run to you, come to you at the door, hug you, right?
Yeah.
Just as they get older, it's like, yeah, dad, just.
Oh, fuck them. I'm going to, like, give me a hug and grab me a beer, bud.
Every day I give my kids hugs. Every day I tell them.
My kids give me a beer if I want one.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Why else do you have kids? Just have to fetch you stuff and do chores. My grandpa's had, like, 13 siblings. It's like, why did they have so many kids back then? Because they had farms. And had
nothing to do.
And free labor, yeah.
They had nothing to do.
Well, if we just keep having sex, we can run a farm.
Right, man.
That's a win-win for everyone. tell us about what your daughters said to you about helping the lady move with the money that you told me on the way over to pick Bubs up. So this is the joys of having children for anyone that doesn't know. I can see my kids doing the same thing.
Fuck, man. Guy fucking offered my kids $20 each to help her. Help his daughter move in.
So, yeah, because you live, like, in an area where, like, a lot of students.
Yeah, a lot of university students, all that shit. And I said, yeah, sure, go ask him. So I started helping, and then...
They weren't going to do it unless you
helped. No, no. So he offered me money. I said no, but he slipped me a bill anyways. So as soon as he walked away, my daughter looks at me and said, are you going to share that money with me? I'm like, are you serious? You just got $20.
And she just holds her hand out.
She's like, yeah, but you got $50. I'm like...
I did all the work.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's funny because my daughter...
I love kids.
They get on a thing like that, and like my daughter would look at me, and she's like, okay, Mike. She used my real name with a real tick on me.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Yeah. And I looked at her like, well, that's pretty sad.
So, yeah, like the next day I had to buy my kid Starbucks with that 50.
Yeah, my kids are bougie. They need Starbucks. You're like, I don't even drink Starbucks, guys.
I don't.
That's what Delissa said to me the other day. We're like driving. She's like, oh, I've been really good about saving money lately. I haven't been going to Starbucks. You know, my drinks are $7. I'm like, oh my God.
Took her to $13. Took my daughter to Starbucks today. One drink. It was like, came up to $8 for a fucking small.
Did you ever take your dog to Starbucks?
No.
Okay, if you do, if you're ever walking your dog or whatever. Or
my dog sucks at walking. She hates leashes, man. She hates leashes.
Yeah, Max isn't the best. He's getting better. I'm sure most people, listeners, know, but if you're a new listener, I have a 110-pound German Shepherd named Max. Would you have a lab, right?
Yeah, I got a black, fat black lab. What's probably her? Weighs about like 80 pounds.
What's her name? Nova?
Zuma. Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, yes. The kids haven't gotten it. I put that on the other day, and they weren't really feeling it. We're at the Cocomelon stage. Cocomelon. I love it. Oh,
Paw Patrol is pretty sweet, man.
I took a funny... before I get back to that, today, Delissa was watching a TikTok at the Cocomelon sound. So we'll turn the TV off while they're eating because they won't eat, right? If they'll stare at the TV. So they're sitting in their high chairs, and like that's her favorite show. So like the intro's like doo-doo-doo-doo or whatever it is. And she's watching a TikTok that had that on it. And as soon as her phone played it, they both like dropped their food and looked over. We're like, sorry, bro, it's not on. but if you go to Starbucks, you can get what's called a puppuccino. Do you know what a puppuccino is?
No.
A puppuccino, it's basically they just give you a little, like, you know, the little cups that you get at the dentist to spit your water out?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they basically just give you one of those, like, full of whipped cream. Ooh. So it's like, yeah, puppuccino, and then you just, like, yeah, your dog just licks a bunch of whipped cream. It's pretty funny. I saw a compilation video the other day of this guy, like, who worked at Starbucks recording every puppuccino he served, and, like, he, like, passes the coffee, and the dogs are like, all the dogs are so excited, and then he's like, here you go, buddy. I will say one thing about Starbucks, it smells fucking amazing in there.
Oh, it smells delicious.
It smells so good. All the time. Dude, oh my God, man. And like, if you go to like Chapters, like they have like the Starbucks in the Chapters. I'm like, I like reading, but I just come for the smell. did you guys get rid of the porno section? Where is it?
What? Where?
Sir, you can't. Sir, you need to stop coming in here and drinking lattes and jerking off.
Oh, fuck.
Get out of this Starbucks. All right, I'm going to HomeSense. Fuck you guys.
Please be quiet in here. It's a library.
Yeah, okay, sorry. That's a lot of friction.
Don't get a paper cut.
I'll just grab a puppuccino. I'm good to go. So what else what's been going on with you guys? I know we spent a lot of time together, but what else has been going on? What's new? What are the plans for what are we doing this summer? What are we doing this summer? It's almost summertime.
Well, I'm going to Rock the Park so far.
Yeah, so tell us what Rock the Park is for people that don't know.
Sponge bands play in one park.
Yeah, it's a concert. It's a concert. So it's a concert in our hometown.
It's like a 4-day event thing.
Yeah, and it started out as a fundraiser for I think Bethany's Hope Foundation, which is like a charity for some kind of cancer in children or something. But it's a great event, and they raise a lot of good money. And it started out as like a rock thing, right? Yeah, there's all rock and roll bands.
Now there's country.
There's country nights. 90s.
Getting all genres in there, actually.
Yeah, and they've had some rap and stuff, dude. And Shaggy was there.
Shaggy.
Ooh. Wasn't he? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. No, Snoop Dogg was there.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Snoop. Big Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Snoopeter.
The dog father.
The dog father, yeah. But yeah, so it's a pretty cool concert. So who's playing this year when you go?
I'm really going to see Alanis Morissette. Mm. Crash Test Dummies are playing that day. And I don't know who else.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. So what's the coolest concert? What's the best concert you guys have ever been to?
Kid Rock. Sarnie Bay Fest.
Okay, so the best concert you ever went to was Kid Rock, Sarnia Bay Fest.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty fucking dope.
Was it
man.
Killer? He would be. I've never seen him. Maybe cool.
He came over on his boat and fucking, oh, dude. It was a blast.
Took a tour
front
across
row
the
center,
river.
Man. Front row.
Front center.
Took a little tour across the Detroit River. Right? Is that the Detroit River?
Yeah. Right across the border.
Cool. What about you, Bob? What's the coolest concert you've ever been to?
Our Lady Peace, actually. My sister's a huge fan, and she actually asked me if I want to go check it out. We're coming in July, I guess. So
oh,
she wants
cool.
to get tickets to go see OLP again, so I'll be like, yeah, I'm down.
Do you want
to
hear a cool... So you guys remember, you know Matt, my co-host? The guy that used to work? Yeah. So Matt went to school with the drummer of Our Lady Peace, and he was messaging him, like, just randomly saying, like, heard that they were coming back to London. He's like, hey, man. He's like... hope you guys have a great show, blah blah blah. You end up comping them like backstage passes,
oh, sure,
and, like, all this stuff. Yeah. But it was on. It was right before COVID happened. Oh, so he. So well, it was after COVID. But so he got all the stuff, and it was supposed to be New Year's Eve 2019. It was like a New Year's Eve concert. It was gonna be crazy. Yeah. And they ended up not being able to go, and they hooked him up with all this shit, man.
Oh, I've seen OLP Saturday Bay Fest.
OLP.
Seen a lot of bands at Saturday Bay Fest.
The best, I think, I saw the Hip actually.
The Hip was pretty.
I saw the Tragically Hip, and people, a lot of people that like, we have a lot of listeners outside of Canada, so that's probably why I try to fill people in. But for a lot of people that like, because Tragically Hip aren't really that well known outside of Canada.
Think about it, Canadian band.
Dude, I remember we went down to Florida to my dad's condo, and we got picked up by this guy who would drive like a Lincoln Town car. He lived in the neighborhood, but he'd take the old ladies to their appointments and pick people up at the airport, that kind of stuff. And we get in the car, and he's got like, this is years ago, and he's got like a big old iPod, right, like one of the big old spinny ones. He's like, guys, I got like over 10,000 songs. What do you guys want to hear? And I was like, fuck, give me some Hip, man. Put on some Tragically Hip. He's like, Tragically Hip? He's like, I don't even, what is that? I'm like, you're telling me you have 10,000, over 10,000 songs on iPod? He's Americans. Wow. They don't know. Like, like people in Canada, we love Tragically Hip, but they're really.
They're fucking huge
they don't,
over here, man.
But they don't really have the global recognition voice. Oh. Right? So, so people don't know. They're just a Canadian band, and they're fucking awesome. Yeah. And unfortunately, the lead singer, Gord Downie, has passed now, but. I felt amazing to
they
see
they should put his face on money.
Yeah, dude, they were talking about that.
They should. That'd be dope. They should.
That or they were debating
the
him.
What the fuck's that squeaky noise?
That's Max and his toy.
Max.
Also, they were talking about out, they were talking about Terry Fox possibly as well.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
But yeah, so we were. We're at Roth Park, and this is a crazy story. I don't even know if I've actually ever told this. Maybe I have told this on Bob Chat, but it was in the very beginning of Bob Chat. But my friend Wilson, who RIP Wilson, he's not with us anymore. But he was there, and it was, and Wilson was like this guy that loved to party, loved to have a good time, fucking one of my best friends ever. And so we're there, and me and my friend Jacob, who's now the godfather of my sons, we're standing there, and Wilson was the guy that was like, I'm getting to the front, right? So he made his way through somehow, and I look at Jacob, he's like, yeah, man, he's like, well, I can't get through there. I'm like, fuck me either, dude. We're like, at this point, like, it was getting intense. Like, they were doing fucking, 100 Meridian or something. People are going fucking nuts. People are trying to get up to the front, right? It was fucking New Orleans is sinking. Everyone's, rushing the stage, right? And so we're smoking a joint. I pull out a big joint, we're smoking. Wilson was supposed to go, oh no, the weed, because he walked away from us, right? I was like, hold on a second. And I fucking put the joint in my finger and I flicked it, the joint. And like, he was probably 10, 15 people in front of us. And it was like maybe a half a joint. And I flicked it and I just see it, like, I kind of lost a joint. I just see him go down and like, it what felt like a millisecond. But also eternity at the same time. Did he
catch it?
He went down, and then he just came up, and it was almost like a slow-mo, like, Free Willy jump. You know what I mean? And he just comes up with the joint in his hand. Fuck yeah. And he, like, he smokes a bunch, and he, like, goes to throw back. I'm like, it's not going to make it. And it, like, landed on top. I was like, okay. But it was amazing, awesome, man. I was like, that was so epic, dude, just to see my buddy, like, catch this joint in the middle of like a mosh pit, and like Gordon Tragically Hip just rocking out. It was amazing.
Nice.
And that was like back in the day when it was like, oh, how did we get there? It's not like somebody drove us. We didn't call a cab. It was like my buddy's little brother loaded like 8 of us into like a Ford Escape. Like, we get there and like fuck open the trunk, like 3 guys roll out, like
you know,
we're like, we even scraped the money together to get fucking tickets, like.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, concerts are crazy. People are finally going back to them.
I can't wait, man.
I got to see Guns N' Roses.
Actually,
my brother in law got me tickets to go see it.
How was that?
Yeah, I was wild. Somebody was smoking weed everywhere around there, so you just smell it everywhere. But then, to see like Slash get up and do the like guitar solo with his hat and everything, it's it was good to see them in my time. I'm an old guy, so it was nice to see.
Oh, you're not that old. All right, old man, whatever. Just isn't past your bedtime.
It was good to see though.
Where'd you see them?
They were in Toronto.
ACC.
Yeah.
So actually, I have a funny smoking weed story about the ACC. See if you guys aren't here.
No, absolutely.
Okay. So me and my friend Dylan. Dylan's one of my oldest friends ever. Shout out to Dylan. I know you listen. He's living out in BC right now. I've never told this story actually. But my mom, like when I lived at home, like she was very controlling and like very worried about like influence. Like so basically, but she didn't want me to go to concerts that she didn't know the music. Right? She's fucking crazy. But so Dylan's uncle was like a roadie for the White Stripes. Okay, oh, wow, so his mom was like, "Well, let's get the boys tickets. We'll, you know, we'll take them down to Toronto. Nice, they can fucking go to the concert." And then my mom's like, asked his mom, she's like, "Well, what kind of music is it?" She's like, "It's fine. They're gonna be fine, right?" And like, I don't even know. I think we're in like grade 9 at this point. So like, you know, got a bunch of money together, got a bunch of weed, rolled up like all these fucking cannons, right? We're like, "We're gonna smoke all the concert." And then we got there and we're like, being little pussies. We're like, "Oh, we're not gonna be able to smoke in there. We want to be high." So we literally like, we're out on the side of like the ACC, like, you know, when they put up those. Sorry, it's bad. You know when they put up those things like on the sidewalk when they're doing construction? They look like tunnels.
Yeah, so we made our way in scaffolding.
So we made our way into one of those, and we're just sitting there hammering joints. Like, I mean, we probably smoked like 6 joints, and it was like, and then this like people walk by, and this one goes, "Oh, that smells awesome!" And like, I'll be like, "What the fuck?" Like, this is way before weed was legalized.
Yeah.
And then we get in there, and. Yeah, fuck me. Every single joint city. I can barely see the stage because there's so much smoke in there. Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, we didn't save any of our joints."
I had a security guard go through my smoke pack before I entered a concert and took my fucking biggest joint, but left me the fucking little ones.
Yeah,
fucking bastard.
That's called security tax.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's like we were at talking about Grand Bend earlier. We were at. The Pinery one time.
Oh yeah, Pinery Park.
So it's a provincial park, so people don't know. Like it's run by the province, right? They have like Yogi Bears, like game wardens, whatever, right? So we're there drinking, partying. Well, that's what you do. But oh, it's a family campground. You know, you can't be loud after 11 o'clock. Fuck you. You know, I want to drink and have fun. But yeah, so it's like 11:30 or something. We're drinking, obviously being loud, and the fucking yogis roll up. And I had like my grinder sitting on the table. It's like full of weed, full of crystal. Like there's fucking Bond beers everywhere, and the one guy picks up my fucking grinder and puts it in his pocket, like one of the And I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?" He's like, "Oh yeah." He's like, "Well, if you guys get another noise complaint, you're gonna get kicked out, and we'll call the cops if you don't want to leave." He's like, "What are you gonna do? Tell the cops I stole your weed?" Like again, way before it was legal, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, fucking asshole picks up my grinder. Fuck, dude, I had like months of crystal in there. Months, boys. Like I was saving it. I had a hash press. I was like, "I'm gonna take my grinder to the campground this weekend. I'm always rolling joints for everybody, blunts." I was like, "I'm gonna fill this motherfucker with crystal." And then that motherfucker stole it. And I was like, "Oh well, you know, like maybe we can be loud now because those fucking assholes are gonna be way too stoned to come and kick us out."
I got a trailer to park, and it's the same kind of thing. It's an old bird purse. It's no noise after like 11. You know, kids are on their sites by like 9. No, you know, be quiet. But at the end of the lot, nobody's there at the end of the street. So we got.
Is that where your trailer is?
Yeah, it's right at the end of the lot. Nobody bugs us. So,
well. I
mean, the old Betty's behind us, they have karaoke. So they get hammered one night drinking whatever, and then they sing till 1 or 2 in the morning.
Oh, they can't sing, but they sing.
Hey, but you know what? They play decent music. And then at the end of the night, they hang a sheet, and then they like project a movie out there.
Oh.
So I'd sit over on one side of the fire pit, and I can just angle right through, and I can sit up there and watch a movie
Okay.
Awesome.
Remember earlier when I said, Remember earlier when I said, "What are we going to do this summer?"
Yeah.
I'm thinking Golden Girls karaoke movie night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to have a trailer. It's nice to get
I wouldn't be an asshole and tell you not to slam your beer again. I'm not that big of a dick, Bubs. Come on, man. Come on. I love you, bud. You know what? Fuck it. Let's all do it.
Mine's empty.
Do you need another one?
Yeah, bro.
I had the opportunity to go on a trip. I lived in a group home, and the group home actually like got this trip put together. We took a 6-week trip down to Florida.
That's amazing.
So 6 weeks is quite a long time to be in a motor home, but along the way we stopped.
Not if you're having a good time.
Yeah, you know, we stopped in Ohio, and we you know, like Dolly Parton land. We went through Dolly Parton land.
Can you just tell me about Dolly Parton land?
I can't remember a whole lot about it, Bobby. It was just a big. It was just like every other place.
Every little girl dreams to go into Dollywood.
she was there. But she's there. She comes in and out there. But I mean. When you're in, I was up in Tennessee.
See your big boobs, man.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'd go for.
Hell yeah, so, she's a classy. Yeah. She's a dude. Honestly, a fucking icon.
Oh hell yeah, man. Yeah.
And then along the way, we did all these stops. So we stopped in Memphis, and my mom was a big fan of Elvis. So she toured Graceland. We got a chance. So all the rooms were plexiglass.
You went to the King's house?
I was at the King's house. I was by his grave.
That'd be fucking
just as close to his grave as you are to me right now.
That's crazy.
And I got a sweet scene as blue suede shoes.
Yes.
And the record, the wall of records. Oof. I mean, like, man, I got the tourist plane.
The jungle room.
It was an experience for somebody that you probably wouldn't get a chance in a lifetime to see, you know?
See, now, I think the cool thing about the Graceland is not just the Elvis memorabilia, but, like, the nostalgia of a time.
Yes.
Yeah, of course I want to get high. Pass me that.
Of course, man. Of course. Sorry, buddy.
I'm not crazy. No, that's all right. But, like, just, like, you walk in and it's, like, almost, like, untouched.
It is untouched. Since, I keep everything. Like, even his plane. I got a chance to go on his plane and check. He'd go, man, we're talking 24 karat, like, top. Like, Fisher's taps for his sink are all gold.
Amazing.
You know?
Is this root beer?
Yes, it is.
We got a root beer weed pad popping off. Yes. Bob Chat, baby. Can I get a It's Bob Chat, baby, from you guys?
Bob Chat, baby.
Bob Chat, baby.
Baby, woo, yeah.
Time to suck today's dick.
We'll talk about that after. Okay, so sorry, keep going.
But anyway, so we're going through, they give you Walkman. So it's just the tour guide doesn't even talk to you. He just walks across and guides you. Right?
And you just listen
to whatever they're saying about this room or however
it comes.
That's
cool.
And then
they probably make a killing.
There's a security guy sitting by this door, and he's the biggest motherfucker you've ever seen, and nobody's allowed to go past this guy. And it asked why, and they're like, well, that's where Lisa Marie comes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she was there.
So that when she comes home, that is her room. She still goes home to Graceland, and her bedroom is up there, and nobody's allowed to go up there.
Yeah.
They're blocked all the time.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I wonder what she's doing up there.
I don't know.
Living her life.
Yeah. So, and then we went all the way down to Florida.
Good.
And then, we get down there, Silver Springs, where the water's 99% pure.
Really?
Glass bottom boat. You see statues and stuff in the water.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, so, yeah, it was wild, man. It was wild. You could seriously take a cup off the side of the boat, and it'd be cleaner than your tap water.
Yeah.
It's cleaner than your tap water.
Yeah.
You know, just sitting here in the water. It was amazing.
We should bottle it.
And then, we ended up Spring at Alligator Farm. Where,
oh, yes. See them gators, boy.
Yeah. Watch a guy put his hand in the water and snap shut.
Yeah. Chewed him.
And then we actually got to finished off at SeaWorld and actually got to pet a dolphin.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we were circling in the tank and you put your hand out. And
just dolphins like are
wet
crazy.
Rubber, like a wet rubber. Like yeah. a rubber suit, right?
The yeah.
kind of,
my wife swam with the dolphins.
Well, yeah,
with dolphins. Yeah,
I never did anything like that.
Well, neither did I. I mean, we didn't. But Jay's wife grew up pretty privileged, though.
Her adopted family.
She had a butler.
And butler and a maid. Fuck, man.
Yeah, no wonder you have to do all the cooking.
Oh shit! Love you though.
Yeah, shout out Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. Just let him come back. It's okay. He can come for another episode, right?
You're not allowed to go over there anymore.
It makes me feel better. I did the same voice for my wife. So. We're friends. Love you. Shout out. So just to clear up the suck the dick shouting out of the air, just so everyone understands, we're not sucking dicks here. So if you've seen Pineapple Express, that's funny because Amber Heard is the one in the movie. That is in that scene.
Oh, yeah, in the hallway at the school. Yeah,
there's a lot going on with that right now. So in that movie.
Tramp.
Yeah, Tramp. Yeah. Hashtag me poo. Fuck you.
Drop a steamer.
Yeah, what a piece of
shit. Don't shit in my bed.
What a piece of shit. Like, honestly, there's
Hashtag Johnny Depp all the way.
There's an unknown amount of women being sexually abused on a daily basis. And for you to make up and false allegations, especially since against a guy that seems so genuine.
Oh, it's not a bad thing I've ever heard about him, ever.
Oh, no.
Thing I've heard about him has come from her, and it's been a lie.
Yeah,
exactly.
But basically, so in the scene, that stupid bitch that we won't name was standing there, and there's like that guy that flirts with her, right? Seth Rogen's there, like, oh, his older boyfriend. There's this hot, young high school guy that clearly she'd be more interested in. And he's like, all right, time to suck today's dick when the bell rings and he goes to class. So every day after our meeting
What's up,
at work.
Sporty Spice?
So every day after our meeting, sick reference, Jay. Every day after our meeting when we walked out, we have a meeting up on the second floor cafeteria. So when we walk down, as we go down the stairs, we're like, time to suck today's dick. And we yell it. Like, I got to a point now where I'm yelling it.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people do here.
Yeah. And then you got it. Like, you got to do a big clap and you do it. And then sometimes Jay will say it before me because I know he likes saying it too. And I'm like, well, I wanted to say it. So I'll say it. So now we're saying it twice. And then, a couple woo woos. Actually, we were at work the other day, so we have a new production manager, just so everyone knows. His name's Chris. He's not going to listen. Chris Baker. He's okay. We're not going to talk shit about him, but he's from Nova Scotia.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. He's obviously like a hard ass kind of guy, but he can
better
joke.
Than Brad.
Yeah. Yeah. But he can joke, right? And we're setting up the line at work the other day. And then we're always wooing as a team. We're like, woo. And then
woo.
So like we'll all be in different parts of the plan. Like you just hear woo. And
it's
you
our
know.
Mating call.
We're making a pipe. Woo. So then he like looks at me like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, we're a bunch of wooers on this ship.
Remember, we're unicorns.
Yeah, so that's what they called us. Yeah, do you want to explain why they call us that?
I took it as unicorns are rare and
yes,
hard to come by.
It's hard to come by.
So basically, he's saying that the position that we're in is something that not a lot of people want to do or want to learn how to do.
Yeah. Or we do it so well.
Or can't do.
It's not easy. It's not easy. No, like I'm still learning. But like
I'm still learning. I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Yeah. Bubs is like Bubs is a fucking wizard when it comes.
And
to
And I learned by AKA Bubs.
Yeah, Bubs, AKA Mikey.
I've learned that both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But basically, I looked at him. I'm like, yeah, we're a bunch of wooers. And he just kind of like shook his head and laughed, and then he left. And I was like, okay, that was a great way to end the conversation.
Yeah, but we're also one of the best ships, I believe. Well, better ships. I don't know. Like, we do our job. We're very
going
to
make me blush.
No, we're good. And I think that's why he related to that, whatever we do very well.
Yeah, he's like, okay, these guys are a bunch of fucking wooing idiots, but they get their job done. So, yeah,
it's a good job. It's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's not a bad job. I mean, I don't hate what we do. I mean, let's be honest, I don't think anybody really enjoys working. No one's like, there are very few people that are blessed to wake up every day and be like, you know what, time to really suck today's dick because I love my job.
Yeah, but yeah,
unless
it's also
you're like a fucking actor or something.
No, but it's also the group of people that you work with, too, make how your day goes, right? Like,
yeah.
You have a good bunch of people and a good vibe, right?
We all work near that fucking Al guy. Everybody knows Al from episode 38, Slaughterhouse Diaries.
Al's a dick. Al's a dick.
Fuck you, Al. Fuck you, Al. Yeah. He won't listen.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he's listening.
I hope he does. Yeah. Actually, so quick funny story. So so you guys know Wayne. So Wayne's another guy. Wayne's
Captain,
another,
right?
Captain.
Yeah.
Captain.
Captain. So Wayne's another motorcycle guy. Wayne's a good guy. You guys have heard me talk about being at his garage and stuff before. So next door to Wayne's house live a really nice elderly couple named Andy and Brenda. Andy and Brenda are fucking awesome. They're like the coolest old people ever. Every time we're, in the summertime before COVID, even, they'd be over there and it's warm out drinking fucking beers with us.
Is that the couple that came over when we were there?
They're drinking beers, smoking joints. They're fucking awesome. Andy's always making weed cookies every time. He's like, Bob, take another weed cookie. I forgot like a while ago, like years, when I first started Bob Chat, I told him about it, right? And then... I can check who watches the show, and it'll show give me statistics, right? So it'd be like age group, demographics, like whatever, right? And it's like 1% of our listeners is like 70 plus, and I was like, who the fuck is like over 70 years old listening to Bob Chat? And then so then one night me and Wayne are having beers in the garage, and he's like, yeah, he's like, fucking Andy was talking about Bob Chat the other day. I was like. Fucking Andy, man. I was like, no way. I was like, this guy's a cool motherfucker, dude. He sits on his shed, fucking drinking beer, smoking joints, fucking making cookies, listening to Bob Chat.
Fuck.
If I make it to fucking 70 plus, I don't know how old he is. That's my dream.
Yeah. 69 for me, man.
Nice.
Funny story nice about number. Wayne. Funny story about I actually lived across from Wayne at the group home, and I shoveled his laneway. Yeah. When I was a kid.
He
when
probably
I was
didn't pay you that fucking no, cheap no. bastard.
Fuck you. Know what? But, yeah,
probably known, fucking I'd, spent more on beer.
But it's a small world how somebody I knew, like, I didn't even know, like, he's yeah. working for yeah. me. You're like, working for us, you know?
Well, you want to hear another? I think I've told you guys this too. Like, the DeVoe, I know the DeVoe. So, like, Mike, that you were talking about, I don't know about him specifically. But my, so this is a guy that we work with that we were talking about earlier that rides a motorcycle. Yeah. So Mike's grandparents, so his grandfather drives a truck at our work.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And, then, and then his brother Jamie works there. And then their brother Darren also worked there.
Yeah,
and then,
Darren. Yeah.
And then, you know, their mom's boyfriend works there, right? Yeah. And so basically there's a lot of them. But when I first got the job, my nan was like, oh, that's where the DeVos work. I'm like, who are the DeVos? I don't even, who the DeVos? I don't know. And then it turns out that, yeah, like, I used to go camping with, like, Jamie when I was a kid.
Oh,
because
shit.
Our grandparents are friends. That's so so cool. They had a mutual friend whose name was actually Bob, believe it or not. And he had driven cement trucks with both my grandfather and Lloyd.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
then really? Lloyd and Nancy became friends with my grandparents. They'd go, you know, they go up the trailer together and drink and fucking go for dinners and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. So, and I was like, fuck. I was like, I told my nan because, like, you know, back in the day, it was always the fucking the camera, the clip cameras, and
yeah,
the film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
my grandma's been taking pictures like our entire lives.
Kodiak.
Like, yeah, Kodiak. Or I think Kodak.
Hey, Kodak. Kodak.
Yeah, it's Kodiak cameras and Kodak bears.
It's the Kodak moment.
Yeah. There you go. But yeah, and like so, she's basically chronicled. She sorted them all. And she has bins, dude, and it's like by year, like starting in like the 60s,
wow,
and it's like 60 up into like whenever, right? And it's like, oh, hey, what were we doing in the summer of 1988? So open the box. Well, you flip through. Oh, here we go. June 1988. This is where we were. Right. So I guarantee. I know that. Like, there's got to be in there pictures of me and like Jamie and possibly Mike when we were kids.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Yeah.
But Mike's a little bit older than I am, right? So, but I mean, I don't think by that much. Jamie's like a
Mike's
year old.
The same age as me.
Yeah.
So Jamie. So I think it was just Jamie then, because Jamie is only a year older than me, right? But it's a fucking small world, man.
Yeah,
I've been to Disney World. Those little animatronic fucking children.
Just
they
like
were in
before
line.
Me and you fucking first met, we know the same people.
Yeah,
from Forest.
Yeah, because I spent a little bit of time in Forest. Yeah, I don't want to get
Aunt
into that.
Thetford.
Thetford. Yeah, I don't want to get into it. But
small world.
Oh my god. But yeah, so. Anyways, yeah, it is. It's a fucking small world, man. But I don't hate what we do. I think we make a pretty honest living, and
oh yeah,
I mean, we like to have a lot of fun at work. Okay, shut up, Bob. Shut up.
What fun? What fun? Work?
That's our most favorite sound of Bob Chat.
Oh, that was cold. That was cold.
Need to open yours.
I can open yours, Mike.
I'm working on it.
Listen, I love drinking. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Mike.
I drank quite a bit this weekend.
Did you?
Hung out with the kids. Drank some beer. Played hockey. Played soccer.
Fuck yeah. Dude, it was a nice weekend. It was nice.
Yeah. Saturday.
Fucking rained today, but whatever.
Oh, I was over here the other day. I was over here helping out.
Yeah, so Mike actually helped me fix my fucking... I don't want to call it a piece of shit Corolla because the car's not bad. But the heat shield on my car was like rattling and like.
It sounded bad.
It sounded like a fucking bunch of change
like
in a dryer.
Oh, yeah, or dragging tin cans or something behind.
Just married. All the pop cans,
man. Yeah, it was loud. Yeah, we come over here, we jacked up the car.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
Worst job?
Ever.
I've only had 3 jobs in my life.
Really? What's the worst one? Don't say it right now.
I don't.
Okay. Let's not say worst. Let's say your least favorite.
Oh, it'd be when I first started out at Speedy. I worked at Speedy Auto Service for a little bit.
Yeah, because
I was just learning, so it was tough.
It was tough. It's always frustrating.
And then they laid me off, and then the note that they gave me said layoff was temporary, possibly leading to permanent. And then you just can't live off of that kind of, oh, are they going to call me back or not?
Yeah.
You know?
What about you, Jay?
I worked at a chicken farm. fucking picking eggs, man.
Picking eggs? Oh, you're not chasing chickens?
It sucks, man. Getting fucking shit on and fucking packed in.
Dude, chickens are nasty little motherfuckers.
Oh, dude, man. Well, I had to wear like a fucking garbage bag suit. right? Right?
Pack your face.
Fucking shower before you go in and shower you go out. Fucking it sucked, man.
Yeah, we used to own a co-op store. And we do chicken orders, right?
Yeah.
So you get the, you know, you get the boxes of the little baby chicks, cute as fuck, little baby ducks, little baby turkeys. Then you get the fucking laying hens coming in those orange crates. And these poor motherfuckers, man, they've been, like, they're going to live great lives living out on a farm, free range. But, like, just shipping them, it sucks for them. Because, like, they're all just in this truck that just has a tarp over it. And they're stacked and they're crammed in these crates. So when they drop those little bitches off, they are not happy.
Oh, shit.
And, like, dude, I'd have people come. Like, I have, like specifically Mennonites. Like, most people, like, they would just take the crate, then they pay a deposit, and they bring it back, right? But a lot of the Mennonite people, like, they didn't come into town a lot, right? So, like, they would come in specifically to get their birds. They're like, well, we don't know when we're coming back, right? We're here to get chickens.
Yeah.
And so they would be, like, have, like, a van or, like, a fucking, like, a little coop trailer type thing or whatever it was. Or they'd have their own cages, and they'd be like, yeah, we need to take these 12 pissed off laying hens and out of this tiny little plastic crate and put them in another tiny little plastic crate. And I'd be like, what? I'd be like, listen, like the one day, like I helped the guy do like four of them. And then like the last one, I was like, listen, buddy, I'll pay the $15 fucking dollar deposit. You can just take it. You got it. You're good to go. See you later.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Is anyone going to ask me what my worst job was?
I don't know. It was a toss-up. I worked for a truck company that fucking delivered pigs. And we would have to wash the trailers when they would come in.
Stinky as fuck.
Oh, pressure washer fucking shit, man. Shit all up, dude.
Just pig shit right. Flying. Yeah. Right. Like spraying
it,
everywhere.
It was a shitty situation there.
Pressure and water.
What about you, Bob?
What did you do?
Thank you, Bubs.
I'm not just a host.
I'm on the show, too. Hey, so I wouldn't say this was my worst job necessarily. Like I'm really hated any of the jobs I've had. I think because I chose the jobs that I had, so it made it easier to not hate them. But the worst experience I've definitely ever had working somewhere, and I think I've told this story on Bob Chat before, but a long, long time ago. So I used to work at Adventures on Wonderland. You guys know that? So basically, if people don't know what Adventures on Wonderland is, it's kind of like a kid's place. Like, it's kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, there's an arcade and there's a play jungle and laser tag and pizza and all that kind of shit. So I worked there and I just started. So I was like, fuck, man. I was like 14. Like the youngest you could be to work anywhere, right? Making like, you know, $6.75 an hour, which seems crazy now. So in the jungle gym, there's like those plastic slides, and they have like the, you know, the spiral one.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there. It's like my first day, and the first job you do there is called quote unquote jungle duty. So you just walk in front of the jungle gym, and, you know, tell kids not to throw balls at each other, and, you know, to stop running and shit like that. Right? Basically, being a babysitter. Yeah. People come, just drop their kids off. They're like, go. We're going to smoke cigarettes. Let's go get Starbucks. The kids
pretty much high outside.
This 14-year-old that's probably stoned and just started is watching them. They're fine. You know what I mean? So I'm standing there, and then my supervisor comes up, and he's like, "Yeah, one of the kids shit."
Shit on the slide.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what? This is like my second shift, dude. God. And I was like, after the first shift, I was like, you know what?
Didn't Nooner's dad work there?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So the guy that is the HR at our work now, was a family friend. My sister worked there. That's how I got the job, right?
Never been there.
They fired me from that job, and then he hired me at the job I work at. But in all fairness to him, I stopped going. I got kicked out of my house, and I just stopped going. I was like, I have way more problems than worrying about doing a fucking 4-hour birthday party shift on a Saturday. Like, I need to find somewhere to live, bro.
What, you didn't want to clean shit?
Shit off the slide.
So it wasn't like they just shit on like the normal slide. It was the fucking spiral slide.
Oh.
Okay, and so I'm like, how am I going to do this? I was like, this sucks. They gave
get
me, like,
the hose.
That's a whole new word.
But it goes down into the ball pit, right? So then if you get contaminated the ball pit, then you gotta take all the balls out, clean all the balls, and put them back.
That would be a sucky job.
So what we would do, they had like a room with like
A guy at the end at the bottom of the slide with a garbage bag with catching all the water.
No, that's not it. We were very understaffed. I was 14. They were just like, go clean the shit up.
But no, that's how we clean the balls. So we'd put them in big mesh bags and you'd hose them down and spray them or whatever. But basically, like, yeah, just try to clean the poo up. Try not to, like, let any of it, you know, make its way down the slide. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, I don't know where in the slide the poo is. Okay? Could be at the top. Could be at the bottom. It could be in the middle. Okay? I don't know, right? So, like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go from the bottom. Fuck it. I'm already down here.
Well, you didn't want to slide down?
No. Yeah. That's what I was worried about. I was like, it might be easier to avoid the poo going up.
A whole new word to a twisty, buddy.
Yikes.
Huge curly?
Stamen. So yeah, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go from the bottom, right? So I'm starting, like, you know, I do the thing where, like, you put your arms on the side, and you're like, Spider-Man your way up there, and I'm like, but at the same time, I have gloves on, and then I also had to bring a spray bottle and, like, paper towels and shit, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, I have, like, a spray bottle and, like, paper towel, like, in my mouth, and I'm like, like, trying to climb up this fucking twisty slide, and it's like, it was almost near the top, and I was like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? So get up there, and then, yeah, then again, I'm trying to, like, spray with the bottle, wipe the poo. I got, like, a little bag. But I'm trying to keep myself up, right? Spider-Man. It's fucking terrible, man. I thought there's a couple times, like, I'm going to slip. I'm going to fall in this child's poo. And I'm just going to have to quit. That's gonna be it for me, man. I'm going to have to leave.
Goddamn, Mr. Hanky.
Needless to say, I cleaned out the poo. I worked there for, like, a little bit longer. I was the number one birthday host. The parents have to fill out evaluations. I got exceptional every time. Dude, I got some tips, man. You guys know Nick Paparella?
Yeah, I know.
From Nick CTV Paparella. News? Yeah. Local news anchor, five-time daytime Emmy Award winner. I don't know if he is or not. but did his kids, like, a birthday party. And, like, yeah, he gave me, like, $50. I was like,
shit, Brian Bicknell is actually from Forest.
Who's Brian Bicknell?
Is the that other guy? City TV guy.
Right? Is that, yeah. Has anyone else famous come out of Forest other than Mr. Jason?
I'm not famous.
You're on Bob Chat now, you are.
Oh yeah, man.
Congratulations. How do you feel? You've won a lifetime supply of Bob's love and fame. Oh, fuck. But yeah, no, that was, yeah, I recommend not cleaning up poo if you can avoid it.
Didn't someone take a shit at work on the floor?
Dude, I heard it was. Oh, yeah. So we're calling it the poop gate. Poop gate. Or what was the other thing we
can? Kipper?
Yeah, the mystery of the poop. Yeah, anyways, poop gate. But yeah, somebody went into the bathroom and not only shit on the floor, but I believe smeared on the walls, on the toilet. Somebody was very upset.
And just for the record, we're all adults where we work.
We already know child labor is abolished, except they yearn for the mines.
But yeah, I had to hold the keys because I had this.
He was the shit king.
I had to lock the doors and have somebody man the keys.
Yeah, so basically after poop gate, they just said, "Hey, we're gonna lock the bathroom doors and we're gonna give lead hands and supervisors the keys. So every time you gotta, you know, fucking rock a piss or take a shit, you gotta be like, Bubs, I gotta go to the bathroom."
It's very annoying.
He was a babysitter.
Yeah. Oh man, like, and it's everybody. Everybody didn't know one bathroom, so it's all departments coming to you all the time. And if I'm busy and they can't find me, what happens?
Yeah.
They shit on the floor.
So what do you want me to do?
After about two weeks of that, I just started pinning it up on the board. And then after that, the keys were gone and I never seen them again.
Well, and I'm pretty sure that they stopped doing it because they realized, yeah, this is illegal. It's illegal. It's got to be.
Hell yeah.
Because, okay, so what happens if somebody gets hurt? And they need to go. Like, what's the first thing you do if you cut yourself?
No, you go wash. You wash out your.
You wound, wash your it. Wound. You wash it. What if the bathroom's locked?
No, you gotta come find.
What if Bubs is busy? What if the key's missing?
Right. Yeah. After that, yeah,
some or guy fucked it. Some guy fucked his hand up at work the other day. Should we talk about that?
We can.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
We heard about it.
Oh, I'll tell the story. I don't care. So basically, they're taking molds out, and then there's a pusher to get the molds out. There's big, heavy. What are they made of?
You can say aluminum. I think they're aluminum.
We'll say aluminum. We'll say aluminum.
I used to make them at
30-inch molds.
So they're huge. They're heavy.
They're sharp.
So basically, what you have to do is you have to push it out with this mechanized machine, and then you grab it and pull it out the rest of the way. So what happened was it was pushing out, but it didn't push it out all the way. So there's two guys there, and Buddy that was going to grab it out of there decided that, oh, he'll just grab in that little spot that it did push out, try to pull it out.
But the guy working the panel didn't realize that he had put his hands in there. So he pushed the button to push it in, and then so it crushed his fingers. And then he was panicking, so he went to press the button to ease it off, and he ended up hitting the one to push it in again. He gave him the double tap.
So because on that screen, on that defense, when you touch those touch screens with your oily fingers, the buttons get all fucked up, and then you might not hit the right button. But in a case like that,
Yeah, so you gave him the double tap, and I think what he broke is he only broke one finger. He's a lucky motherfucker. And apparently when it first happened, he said, he's like, I think it cut my finger off.
It was one broken finger, five stitches. That's nuts. Thought you'd like lod maul off.
Couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. Really.
I've never came close to doing
that. No. Always watch where you put your fingers.
Always. All right, listen, you heard it here at Bob Chat first from our man Bob's. Always watch where you put your fingers.
Safety first.
Listen, you guys are going to have to come back here.
Part two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right? I'm glad you guys came over. It was awesome.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, finally made it happen. And now you guys know that it's not, you know, it's. I know it's a little intimidating doing a podcast. It's intense.
I felt right at home.
It's good. You need a fan in here, though. It's hot as fuck.
Yeah, fuck, man.
It's sweating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, is it hot?
It's hot in here.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You're in the hot seat, that's
why. That's why, man.
Yeah, we expect a lot out of you, Bubs. You're a wizard, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you guys like what we do here at Bob Chat, give us a like, give us a follow, tell your friends. You know where to find us. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, at Bob Chat Podcast, basically everywhere. You know, let us know what you think.
Hashtag Johnny Depp. He's going to win the trial.
Fuck yeah, that'll be amazing.
Yes.
I always like to leave us on a piece of wisdom. I love sleeping because it's, you know, it's like death without the commitment.
I love eating.
I'm sleeping. I gotta go sleep. Dope. Sleep is good.
Over and out.
Over and out. Peace.
I want my podcast and my lady, simple life but not too crazy. I'm slim but I ain't shady, fuck you if you hate me. I'm rocking the mic cause it's Bob Chat, baby.